Patient name is Samantha, last name Sublett, S-U-B-L-E-T-T. Date of birth, 8/20/96. Date of service, 6/29/22. This is a 25-year-old female patient here requesting a refill of a prescription, clobetazole propionate, 0.05%. She uses this for chronic seborrheic dermatitis at the nape of her neck, extending upward into her past her hairline. She has had issues with eczema in prior days as well. She doesn't use it that often, just off and on. One refill usually lasts her many, many months, she states. Period. New paragraph. No other issues verbalized to me today. She seems like a very healthy young lady. I've done a complete review of systems with her. All is completely negative with the exception of the seborrheic dermatitis complaint and needing a refill of that medication. Period. New paragraph. Blood pressure, 124 over 80, pulse 74, respiration 16, temperature 98.1, oxygenation 98%, current weight 268, allergies to Mucinex, current medication. She is currently out of the clobetazole propionate, but that is the only medication she has been taking. Medical history, gastroesophageal reflux, depression, surgical history, C-section times 2, tubal ligation, social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, period. New paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Oral pharyngeal area clear, neck soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Examination of the scalp. There are traces of seborrheic dermatitis around the nape of the neck, extending upwards into the hairline, however mild as it may be. Period. New paragraph. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen, obese, soft, non-tender. Remainder of exam, unremarkable. Period. New paragraph. Assessment and plan. Seborrheic dermatitis. Patient will receive a refill of her clobetazole propionate, 0.05%, 50 ml solution. She will apply it daily to area of rash. No refills will be given on this medication today. I've encouraged her also to follow back up with her dermatitis complaint with a dermatologist if this is not effective. Plan of care reviewed with this patient. I've answered all her questions today.